Live from the Fort is made possible with support from the Skinny Pancake. Local food, craft beer, and live music in Burlington, Montpelier, and skinnypancake.com.
Just one time, I settled on a day to make you mine. Thought if we crossed that finish line, that we would be alright, that we would be just fine. I try to date no one understands my new perspective on. One thing I know now after watching you go is that anyone can, yeah, baby, anyone can. So cut me crazy.
Call on me crazy, and call on me senseless, and call on me foolish. My name is Myra Flynn. I'm a singer-songwriter from Vermont, middle of nowhere, West Brookfield, Vermont. The name of my band is Flynn, by the way, my last name. I currently live in Culver City, Los Angeles, and Vermont. And previous to the last 2 years, it was Culver City, Burlington, Vermont, and Brooklyn, New York. And I had to let go of one of my homes because that's crazy. So I let go of New York and kept Vermont because I think at some level I intrinsically believe that I'll end up back here. So I've paid careful attention to keeping my roots here. I work in LA. I treat it like a big office. I've got management out there and life's pretty sweet as far as work goes. So I don't really feel like I could not have it at this point. The dichotomy has always been my thing, right? Half black, half Irish, singer, songwriter, soul singer, Vermont, LA. It all works out.
And I bet you think that I'm bad, 'cause you got someone else to hold you at night. I'm not saying that I'm bad, but I'm not looking for a fight. Think you deserve all the love that you can handle in your life. I bet she tastes like roses. I know I taste like wine. I bet she loved you quickly, but I got nothing but time. But she calls you baby in a voice that sounds nothing at all like mine. I bet she tastes a rose. Thank you. she tastes like roses. Does she taste like roses? Ooh. I bet she calls you baby in a voice that sounds nothing like mine. I bet she tastes like roses. She tastes like roses. Oh, I bet she tastes like roses.
I feel like at a certain point when I was a lot younger, everybody was trying to make me this like pop star, like this really sexy pop star. And I got so bummed out about it because I consider myself an intellectual. I'm a journalist, you know? So it was really difficult for me to figure out how to be that. And so I got, you know, defiant and became the opposite of that. And so I was like, I'm a very serious singer-songwriter. And now I'm kind of feeling like, all right, I'm able to maintain both. And so I'd say that this band, it's sexy, it's pop, it's emotional, it's also singer-songwriter, it's all of the things, but I kind of figured out that balance and didn't want to form a band again until I really had. So now that I have, I think it's a rocking good time. The Flynn Show is kind of like an indie Motown show. It sounds like... you know, it's got the funky bass lines of a Motown beat, but then the lyrics are going to be kind of heavy like a singer-songwriter. So you can expect to feel conflicted, but hopefully good.
Since winter left us loving as a land, I stood here waiting, man, a window bed. I'd rather wait for you to call. Whatever you came here for, whatever you So whatever you came here for, whatever you are here for, you look for water out in the desert. Look for water out in the desert. Whatever you hold today, I promise that you'll be free. If you look for water out in the desert, look for water out in the desert.
Thank you.